Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Time for our Ask the Pastor segment. To commence, remember the segment is dedicated to you. If you have any questions, this is your chance to send them to us. And my producer will make a point of finding you a pastor. And a pastor is here today, Pastor David Kasaji, who's going to be giving us an answer for our question for today. Pastor Kasaji, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And thank you for having me once again today.
Our question for today, Mfundisi, is what should someone do if they feel their faith community isn't helping their growth?
Wow, this is a very important question. And a question that needs a lot of insight in it. And I'm sure we will look at a few ideas that might help the one who has asked this question, or all of us. You know, if someone feels that their faith community isn't supporting their spiritual growth, well, I would say it is important to respond with both spiritual discernment and practical wisdom. Now, there are a few steps that we may need to consider, steps that are grounded in biblical principles, and also, as a pastor, I would say steps that have pastoral insights, probably including also thoughts from the old lady that some call her, Mr. Ellen G. White. Number one, in answering this question, I would suggest prayerfully evaluate the situation. Begin by praying for clarity, wisdom, and humility. Ask God to reveal whether the issue lies in personal expectation or spiritual dryness. We talked about spiritual dryness the other time. A genuine lack of spiritual nourishment or support. Conflicts or spiritual stagnation within the community. Ask these questions prayerfully. You know, James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let that person do what? Ask God. That's what James suggests. And so, we have looked at those few issues. I'm saying we need to seek God's wisdom in all these things. Those questions are very, very important in looking at the issue we have today, considering this question, if one's community is not supportive. Number two, I would suggest self-examination. Self-examination. Before concluding that the community is the issue, one needs to reflect honestly. Am I engaging actively in worship, in service, and study? Am I nurturing my own personal relationship with God through prayer and the Word? These questions are very, very important. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. That's what 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 says. Self-examination is very, very important. Gospel Workers, page 275, says, many who are working for other salvation are neglecting their own salvation. So,
I don't
ask that question. That's a very, very important question.
Yeah. I'm worried, Pastor, about the way this question was phrased and the choice of words that this person is employing, and I'd like us to respond to what this person is saying here, which bothered me. She or he is saying, what should someone do if they feel? The word that bothers me there is not that they made an evaluation, they employed their reasoning, they read the scriptures, they came to an understanding. No. They feel their faith community isn't helping their growth, which makes me wonder, the usage of the word feel there makes me wonder how this person determines or defines growth. What does he or she mean by growth? Because if we're going to use our feelings and we're going to claim or assume we're going to grow by using feelings, I'm bothered by that. So I need you to perhaps give me an understanding of what is it that this person is asking about here. Are we supposed to be using our feelings to determine our growth?
Well, this is why I'm giving this background, and probably as I come to the end of this question, I have some suggestions to make. Because first and foremost...
Sorry, Pastor, your line just dipped there. We didn't hear. You said first and foremost?
That is not... Yes, I'm saying if they feel that their faith community or their spiritual community is not helping them, we need to understand, what is it really? Is it the community that is a problem, or is it the person who is the problem?
I heard that part, Pastor. My question was on their tool of evaluation. They are measuring stick, and I'm suggesting they are using feelings as a measuring stick, or measuring rod, or a rubric. And my question is, are we supposed to be using feelings to make determinations of faith?
One way of looking at it, what makes me feel this way? Yes, I feel I'm not being supported. Definitely, I feel that way. That is my personal understanding and my personal assessment in this community where I am. I feel the community is not supportive to my spiritual growth.
So is the pastor saying feelings are the right assessment tool?
Well, I would suggest, yes, one can feel that way. One can feel that way. I mean, let me use another term. I would want to validate how this person feels in this situation. It is not me. It's the person who feels, whether I agree with them or not. But at this point, I want to validate that's how they feel.
I understand, Pastor. I'm not disputing that. What I'm asking is, are feelings a legitimate assessment tool for our faith and growth in faith? Are we supposed to be using feelings to determine whether we're growing or not?
I think that's okay. That's okay.
Do we have a biblical basis for that?
Well, what biblical example can I give that comes to mind?
I'll give you a reason, an example, a biblical example of what gives me an understanding that perhaps we need to look into that. When we speak of John the Baptist, he grew spiritually. The Bible says his spiritual growth had nothing to do with feelings. Quite frankly, he grew in spirit. He grew stronger in spirit. His feelings aren't mentioned there. When we're speaking of the one he baptized, Yeshua ben Joseph, the Bible says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. So, and in favor with God and men. So these measuring avenues, wisdom, stature, people's opinion of you and God's opinion of you, all of these have nothing to do with feelings. Quite frankly, the very same Jesus we're talking about, people didn't feel positively or good about him. That's why they crucified him. But does it mean he is not helpful? He called people a brood of vipers. People didn't like, they didn't feel good because of the things he said. Jesus called people all sorts of things. He whipped people at the temple and turned tables. People didn't feel good about him. The Bible says the scribes and the Pharisees would rent their clothes because of the things that made them feel bad that Jesus said. They didn't feel like Jesus was growing them. But can we say because they didn't feel good about it, therefore Jesus did not grow them spiritually?
That's not what we are saying. That's not what we are saying.
I was giving you my basis for my question, Mfundis, that the person we're talking about here who sent this question is using feelings. And I'm asking, should we be using the way we feel to determine whether we are benefiting growth from our community of faith? Because like I said, people did not enjoy learning from Jesus.
Now, Jesus is our example. Jesus is our example. As I am sitting where I am right now, and as I am addressing this question, and I am in the therapy room with a client who feels the way they are feeling, what brings them to that point? And that's why I use the word, let me validate their concern, their perspective. That's where they are in their spiritual journey. That's how they feel. As they go to church Sabbath after Sabbath or prayer meeting after prayer meeting, they feel they are not growing. Something is amiss. Either from their point of view, or from the church's point of view.
I heard so that, Pastor. I'm not disputing what you're saying. That's why I was giving you a biblical basis for my question. That's why then I asked, does the pastor have a biblical basis for validating feelings as a measuring tool for spiritual growth?
Now, I don't know what instrument I would use, but I'm looking at this person from his human perspective, that as a human being,
why, Pastor?
He feels down.
Why? Why are you using a human's perspective? Are we not supposed to be using a biblical perspective?
No. I'm coming there. I'm looking at the person from where they are, and this person needs help. They need help. Okay? They are not at the level where I am. They are at a different level. What is it that I can do to help them to grow in their faith? Now, you and I, perhaps you will understand that some church members would leave a faith community where they are to go to another church within the neighborhood where they feel their spiritual needs are being met. They are being engaged. They are growing, as opposed to where they have been in the past. It may not be like that. It may be vice versa. So these are the dynamics that I am looking at. Feeling is the reality, how one feels. But should one dwell there? No. In determining our spiritual growth, okay, if I feel that I'm not growing, then what do I do? Do I remain where I am? What makes me feel that I'm not growing? Those are the issues that I'm wrestling with in my mind. Your questions are very important, the ones that you have raised, the concerns to unpack. Should we use feelings in answering this question? I think, in my view, let's own those feelings. I'm not quite sure whether we are together.
No, I'm here, Pastor. I'm listening.
Yes. So that's my thought. You may be on a different platform, but that's what I am thinking. Now, I was going to suggest another point that I had in mind was a person who feels that his community is not, they are not making him or her grow. I was going to suggest that probably they need to seek constructive engagement. They must share their concern respectfully with the leaders of the church or the pastor, the elder, or any spiritual, trusted spiritual mentor. Let them engage respectfully, not in a way that is dehumanizing, but respectfully. They must offer to be part of the solution. And if they offer to be part of the solutions, they may come up with ideas that would help them to grow in their spiritual endeavors. How can I help build the spiritual life of this community if they are not growing? If they think the community is a problem, what is it that they can do to help that community to grow spiritually? You know, I read in Hebrews 10, verse 24, that let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Am I doing my part? Am I engaging enough? As you do so, the person should guard against bitterness or isolation. You know, many people sometimes, they are bitter and they want to isolate. But avoid allowing disappointment to turn into bitterness or even ghost or spiritual isolation. I think Ellen G. White has something to say against fault finding and neglecting the church due to its imperfections. I remember one of my professors, I think that was Hebron Mube or Matema, I can't remember, but said, if you find a perfect church, do not join it. Because if you do, you will spoil it. That's what they say. Now, and I cannot agree with them enough, because Ellen White says in Testimonies to Ministers, as I read, page 15, the church, enfeebled and defective though it may be, is the only object upon which Christ bestows his supreme regard. So this person definitely should not isolate themselves, but they should be part of that church community. They must do so. If they come to a point where they feel, if the church isn't currently meeting their needs, then they must deepen their personal devotional life. They must read books that would help them to grow. They must even listen to uplifting sermons, whatever, or study other materials that would help them. If that can't help, my suggestion would be, if after prayer and effort, one still finds the environment toxic, stagnant, and harmful to their personal spiritual growth, my suggestion would be, let them go to another church or fellowship that is biblically grounded and spiritually alive. Don't give up on Christian community. Seek one that builds you up in truth and in love. That would be my suggestion, my honest suggestion to somebody who feels their community, their church or their faith community isn't helping them to grow spiritually enough. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Hebrews 10:25, that's what it says. That would be my suggestion. I may not have answered the question fully as the person who asked needed it to be answered, but that is my insight into that question and my understanding as I assessed it and evaluated it. That's what I would suggest.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, my pastor.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate your influence. We appreciate your answer, and I'm hoping the person who's listening, who sent the question, is helped by your answer. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further.
Do the same. I wish you a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Same to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.